An Improbable Pioneer is a collection of letters by Edith Sampson Holden Haley. Edith was from a prominent Boston family, but moved to Wyoming in 1911 after she married a sheep rancher from the state. The letters describe daily life in Wyoming in the early 1900s. The book was edited by Edith's granddaughter, Kathy Haley, who's a writer and editor. It's the first imprint of the Washakie Museum's Legacy Collection, which is an initiative that hopes to encourage the preservation of family archives. Kathy started out by telling me how the project started.
I always knew about the letters, but I never thought much about them. And I really didn't start thinking about them very much until my father had been diagnosed with terminal bone marrow cancer. And I started looking for things that we needed to do before he died and projects that we could do together. And we had the letters. He found it very easy to read his mother's handwriting. I didn't find it as easy. And we had this idea, wow, let's transcribe the letters so that we have them in digital form. My father was very techie. We had the first ranch in the world. This is what IBM told him. The first ranch in the world to go digital. to get a computer. It was back in the mid-60s. So I can type very quickly. And we sat down in his office and we started to work. And he would read and I would type and I would ask questions. So at the end of that, all the letters were digitized. But once I got into it, we discovered more letters and made beautiful discoveries.
What was your grandmother like in person?
What I remember is I thought of her as quite glamorous. I was a middle grandchild, so I don't ever remember being told the rules by my grandmother, but I knew there were rules, and I absolutely obeyed them. When you played with the beautiful doll, that was a career girl doll. It wasn't one of those little fat baby dolls. It was a career girl doll with a beautiful wardrobe. You played with it very carefully, and then you put it away. And so, but I can remember sitting and watching her writing letters with her Neiman Marcus bed jacket on and her hair all done up and her makeup on and drinking tea, and this was her work desk.
That does sound rather glamorous.
And when I would sit with my laptop in bed writing away emails all over the world, I'd think, really like your grandmother. This is very strange. This is kind of a natural thing.
So many of the letters are just about everyday life in Wyoming in the early 1900s, yet they're also extraordinary for their time. And so I was wondering if you would read from a letter.
The Occidental Hotel, Buffalo, Wyoming, June 19th, 1911. Dear Mother, well, we've had a fine day. We started about 10 o'clock for the Simmons Ranch, which is the one beyond the Haley Ranch. We would get there about noon, and Alex said, of course, Mrs. Simmons would expect us to stay for dinner. But I don't like to drop in on people unexpectedly on a hot Monday, just at dinner time, even if it is the custom of the country. It was just 12:30 when we arrived there, and a Mrs. Oliver, who is keeping the ranch this summer, when she saw us turn in the gate, ran out in her sunbonnet and said, how do you do, Mr. Haley? Put your horses right in the corral, and Mrs. Haley, let me help you out. Come right back, Mr. Haley, because I'm just about to put dinner on the table. How's that for ranch hospitality? I learned later they hardly ever sit down to a meal that one or more don't drop in, mostly strangers, too. Now, you might wonder why Edith and Alec didn't get started until 10 o'clock in the morning. Her next paragraph explains, we had a fine time last night at Mrs. L's. It didn't get home until after 12. Had orange sherbet with whipped cream on top and angel cake. People stay so late at parties because there is no last car or train to catch. Must stop now as I am sleepy. Affectionately, ESH.
How did you decide which letters were worth including and any other editorial decisions that you were making as you compiled this?
It was actually quite a decision, and my editor and I spent time wrestling with it. And finally, it became a very easy decision. I put in all the letters we found. And the reason I did that is that this is a hybrid book. It's a book that I think people will enjoy reading who are not related, people who are researchers, people who love Western history. So it's a book that has interest, and at the same time, it's a family archive. And this is very important to me because I think that we finally have the technological tools that people can preserve their family archives. Not everyone has letters like we do. Our letters are pretty exceptional. But everyone has artifacts, and everyone has some photos, and everyone has family stories. And if you don't put these together and you don't record them, they're lost. You die, and your kids remember a couple of the stories that you told. And they die, and their kids remember maybe one of those stories. So if you want to save the stories, if you want to save tapestry of your own family's life, somebody has to start pulling it together.
This is the first imprint of the Washakie Museum's Legacy Collection. Mm-hmm. So could you tell us what the goal of the collection is?
To help people put together their family histories and to use the new technologies like print-on-demand so that you can put together books. They don't have to be like my book, but everyone can do a book, and it's not that complicated. All you have to do is get started, and that's one of the goals, is to help people start figuring out what they have and how they want to put it together.
Kathy Healy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk.
Irina, thank you for being interested.